Now we're going to find out that they had some real problems in the Corinthian church. Will you notice this now? I begin in verse 10, and here we are going to see concerning divisions and party spirit. And we have that beginning here at verse 10, all the way through the fourth chapter at verse 21, through the fourth chapter. Now, will you notice, first of all, we have here the centrality of Christ crucified corrects divisions. Now, will you notice this? Now, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and here we have 10 verses, and in each one of these 10 verses, the Lord Jesus Christ is mentioned. This epistle emphasizes the Lordship of Christ. We've heard a great deal about it. We see very little of it today. And that's the reason that the church today, and as far as I can tell, I don't know of a church that doesn't have problems. And most Christians have problems today. Now, it's the Lordship of Christ, not just talking about it. Is he your Lord? Have you made him your Lord and your Master? We saw back in 2 Chronicles that you can't have revival until that takes place. Now listen, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing. Now that doesn't mean identical things, but that you're not clawing each other to death, that you're not fighting each other, and that you're not hating each other. That ye all speak the same things, and that there be no divisions. And the word is schismata, that there be no divisions among you. And the word here means and suggests there's no open break in the church. The church is just fractured, that was all. No break. But it was that infighting, the gossip, the criticism, the hatred, the bitterness. And believe me, I've seen that in churches, friends. Oh, to have that awful bitterness in your heart. My friend, he's your partner. You can't have that in your life, you see. That there be no divisions among you, and that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind, the same judgment. Now, what is that same mind? What's the mind of Christ? Now, listen to him. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now the word here is strife, quarrel. And the word is Eris, the goddess of strife, wranglings, you see, the schisms. There was all of this in the church. And there was strife in that church. And Paul got it firsthand. And he called the name. He says, I got this from Chloe. And friends, if you're going to make a charge, back it up with your name. I had a man that came to me and when I first became pastor in downtown Los Angeles, and he said to me, I want to tell you, Dr. McGee, about a certain situation. And he told me about a certain man and about him. And believe me, it wasn't very nice. And he wanted me to do something about it. He said, I think that you ought to bring this up before the board and that this should be handled, and if they won't handle it, bring it before the church. I said, fine. I said, that's the way it should be done. Now, I said, what night could you come? Oh, he said, I don't intend to come. You're the pastor. Oh, I said, wait a minute. And he said, you're the one to handle it. I said, you're right. I'm the one to handle it. I'm a pastor now. But I said, you'll have to be present and make the charge. Oh, he said, I won't do that. Well, I said, if you're not willing to sign your name to it, we'll forget it. And we forgot it because he wasn't willing to sign his name to it. Now, Chloe, I admire Chloe there in Corinth because Chloe said how it was. She brought it out in the open, said, there's trouble here in this church. It's bad. And it should be dealt with. Imagine going to the doctor. Imagine when I went to the doctor. He said, now, look, we don't want to get excited. We don't want to get disturbed. We don't want to become emotional. We don't want to cause any trouble. We want you to have a nice, peaceful mind. I'm just going to sprinkle a little talcum powder on this place, and everything will be all right, and you'll just smell good. Yeah, but my friends, I'd have died of cancer, you see. You've got to deal with cancer, and you've got to deal with trouble in the church. And woe to the man who brings it out in the open. But if it's wrong, friends, it has to be dealt with. And unless it's dealt with, well, the church is going to suffer. Of course it will. Now, what was the problem in the church there? Well, they had a bunch of baby Christians, and generally, the babies do all the howling, you know. That's the ballroom. When we made a room for babies, when I was pastor in Pasadena, we called it the ballroom. But I soon found out in the churches I've been to that you can call a whole church a ballroom because a bunch of babies bawling.